better Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram time.
It's 6 o'clock.
Serving Powell, Estill, Montgomery, Clark, Lee, Bath, Menifee, Owsley, and Wolf counties.
Pickup country.
Good evening and hello everyone. Welcome to Pick Your Own Adventure. Get those phones ready. I'm your host, Clarissa Arvin, the bookmobile driver at the Powell County Public Library. We're about to embark on a journey together. You can listen right here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Pickup Country 104.9 FM or online, live, or on demand at listenlikealocal.com with the WSKB FM mobile app from the Google Play or App Store or on Apple Podcasts. Live listeners can choose our path by texting WSKB in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. But first, beware and warning. The books you're about to hear are not like any regular books. During Pick Your Own Adventure, you and you alone are in charge of what happens next in our stories. There are dangers, choices, adventures, and consequences. You must be quick on your feet and ready to use your wit, talents, and bravery. The wrong decision could end in disaster, or worse. But the choice is yours. When prompted to alter the fate of the story, just text your decision in real time to WSKB at 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. Get ready to be on the edge of your seat and let's get started. So, last time we started our adventure, Curse of the Pirate Mist by Doug Wilhelm. Our uncle has asked us to join him on a journey to Guyana in search of a treasure ship. We left them last time discussing the history of it all. Let's continue. But, you say, this ship was different. Right. It had a super-secret mission. See, in those dark early days of the war, Germany had conquered all of Europe, and Hitler was preparing to invade England. Treasurizers say the Brits decided to ship out their core wealth, all the gold, silver, and jewels the government had locked away. Nobody wanted the Nazis to get that. So, you say, the British loaded an ordinary freighter with the richest cargo ever, and right before the ship reached their South American colony, a U-boat sank it. That's what treasurizers claim. They say they found the wreck, and they want investors to bankroll the salvage operation. The payoff could be fantastic. It's almost too good to be true, you say. Your uncle smiles. Welcome to the crazy world of treasure hunting. As you step out of the plane, the tropical heat hits you like a surging steam. Walking down the metal stairs, you gaze around at the flat, green landscape. It's sunny, very humid, and really hot. You walk towards a low, clean-looking white building that's the main terminal at the international airport. Inside, it's shady and cooler. It seems to take forever to get through customs, where your passport is finally stamped by a relaxed official in short-sleeved uniform. Now your uncle is striding towards the exit, pulling his willed suitcase behind. Let's grab a taxi, he calls back to you. Through the open doors ahead, bright sunlight shimmers, but as you start to follow, an olive-skinned man in a dark suit hurries up to your uncle. Sir, the man announces, I'm here to drive you. What? Oh, I'm sorry, your uncle says. I think you've mistaken us for someone else. No, the man says firmly. You are Benjamin Starkwell, the author, yes? Here for the treasure ship? Yes, that's me, but how? I have orders from treasurizers to drive you to your hotel, the man declares. But I haven't arranged for a ride, your uncle says. How did you even know? Just come, the man says. He reaches for the suitcase. I will take this. Something about this doesn't seem quite right. As you watch, another voice beside you whispers, Treasure ship? You turn to see a boy, about your age. He's darker skinned, and the man talking with your uncle. He wears shorts, flip-flops, and white t-shirt, with the image of a flag, a red triangle on a yellow triangle, and a green background. You come. About the treasure ship? He whispers, in a soft, gentle accent. I know something about that. You do? He nods. Come with me. I will take you to someone. Okay, we're all set, your uncle says. This man works for Treasurizers. I'm not sure how they knew we were coming, but he'll take us in a limousine to the Princess Hotel. You'll love it there. Nicest hotel in Guyana. Air conditioning, pool. You step closer and whisper to him about the boy. Your uncle glances at him skeptically. Look, he says to you. It's not safe to go off with people we don't know. But, you say, how did the driver guy know we were coming? What if it's him who's not safe? Your uncle shrugs. I'm sure he's fine. Well, hey, either way, our adventure starts here. You decide our first move. Which should it be? If you go with the driver sent by Treasurizers, text the number 11. If you go with the boy who says he knows something, text the number 71. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to go with the driver, or no, we have decided to go with the boy that says he knows something. Okay, you say to the boy with the dreadlocks. Let's go. The man from the Treasurizers is shocked and upset. Don't be foolish, he says. This person is a street hustler. That's what I'm afraid of, your uncle whispers to you. But okay, let's go. As you follow the boy out of the terminal, you look back to see the Treasurizers guys talking into a cell phone. Then you step outside into the heat blazing sun. The blaring of taxi horns, the wheezing of buses pulling up, and the overhead roar of a jet taking off. The boy leads you to a small blue minibus. It's packed with people. Your uncle says, "How can we fit?" "No problem," says the boy. He hops on and beckons to you. Some people shift to the back. Now you, your uncle, his suitcase, your backpack, and your young guide all squeeze onto the bench seat behind the driver. The seats in back of you are even more jammed than they were before. Guess we're going to see Georgetown local style, your uncle says. Neither of you sees the dark blue sedan that pulls out behind the minivan. As the driver from the Treasurizers begin to follow your vehicle, he stays a careful distance behind. Georgetown is full of old-time white buildings, some really fancy and cool-looking. But the bus keeps going into a neighborhood where the wooden homes get more and more run down. Then up ahead, you spot water. Are we close to the harbor? Your uncle asks. Yes, says the boy. You ask, how are we going to see? He lowers his head and whispers, too many people listening just now. In Guyana, we got a saying, mouth open, story jump out. What's that mean? It means nobody can keep a secret. He tosses his dreadlocks and grins. He asks you for your name, and you tell him. Then you say, what's yours? He gives you a look. My name is Waverly, he admits. But you better not call me that. Why not? 'Cause I don't like it. Nobody calls me. Everybody calls me Wave, he says, smiling now. You step out of the minibus onto a street that's crammed with narrow, open front shops. Rickety tables outside the shops are piled with stuff for sale, from sunglasses to electric blenders. Signs above the shops about the names in bright colors. Breeze and Misty and Blast. This way, Wave says. He leads you down a narrow, dusty lane. You walk several blocks through shadowy alleys. In here, says Wave, as he ducks into a windowless building facing the ship. It's like an airplane hangar, with one big opening in front. It's cooler inside the building, out of the sun. From here, out to the ship workers are hefting sacks and wheeling wooden crates. This is a warehouse, a loading depot. Over in a corner, in gloomy shadows, the boy leads you toward someone sitting on a folding chair. As your eyes adjust, you see he's an older man, slender and white-haired. He sits straight, watching you come. This is my granddaddy, Wave says. He is a sailing man. Wave smiles. Granddaddy, Wave says to the gentleman. These folks come about the treasure ship. The man extends his hand from formal politeness. I am Winston Crawford, he says. I see you've met my Waverly. Please, he says, pulling out two more folded chairs. Sit. As you sit beside him, Winston gazes out the big door. Through it, beyond the cargo ship, you see shimmering water. Winston glances around to make sure no one else is listening. I will tell you a story. You will find it difficult to believe. The tale Winston Crawford tells is definitely strange. Last week, a shrimp boat left the harbor on a day's normal run after the seabob and white-belly shrimp that are, he explains, plentiful of Guyana shore. Winston's eyes flare. And what happens? Some guys blaze up on the speedboat and pulls out guns. Guns! They tell the shrimpers, you got two choices. Either you kill right there or we give you good money. Real good money. All you have to do is, this money is go back to Georgetown and tell everyone you saw weird purple mist. Your uncle says, purple mist? Winston nods. They said, tell people this mist came over your boat. Then tell them inside the mist was the ghost of an old-time pirate ship. Say you saw this ghost ship. Tell everyone. Say you're too scared ever to go back out to the place again. And then these guys say, if you tell anyone the truth, we will hear about it. 'Cause we got people in this harbor, okay? We got people working for us, so if you tell anyone about the real boat and these real guns, we will come after you and your families. They said, we're not fooling around. We got a big money thing going on here. So you go tell everyone about that purple mist. Here's the money. You want it? Your uncle says, did they take it? Winston shrugs. They are poor fishermen. Sure they took it. So, Winston Crawford says, the shrimp men came back here and told everyone about this mysterious mist and this ghost pirate ship, and everyone believes it. People like stories, and this is a good one. Wave, beside you, is angry now. People around here are too superstitious, he says. They're all saying it's a jumbie ship. A what? A ship full of ghosts. Jumbies, he says. That's right, Winston agrees. And every time somebody tells this story, it gets more colorful. Now folks tell you that your shrimpers saw old-time pirate coming out of the ship with pistols and daggers. If you ask the shrimpers themselves about that, they just smile. But I don't believe this. The old sailor says, I've been water all my life, and there's no purple mist. So I bring one of these shrimpers in here. I feed him a little rum. I feed him more rum. Finally, he tells me the truth. Winston sits back, crosses his arms. But, your uncle says, who were these guys in the speedboat? They got to be the same people, say they found a big treasure out there, Winston says, nodding at the water. Those people have been throwing money around this harbor, hiring folks to be bodyguards and drivers and all. Got to be them. But why would treasurizers want to spread a story about a mist? The old sailor lifts his eyebrows. You're the writer. Go find out. My granddaddy's got a lot more stories, Wave says. He was in the war, in the merchant navy. Is that right? Your uncle says. Winston nods. The merchant navy was Britain's service for running those freighters, your uncle explains to you. To Winston, he says, this sunken ship is supposed to be from the war. I know about all the ships from that time, the old sailor says. Your uncle takes out his notebook. I'd love to hear more, he says. Mr. Crawford, may I buy you a cold drink? The old sailors nod. A cafe next door sells good Guyanese ginger beer. Waverly can go get some. No, I'd like to do it, your uncle says. Look around just a bit. You stay here, he tells you. Okay, I'll be right back. You enjoy chatting with Wave and his granddaddy, but a minute later, there's a commotion outside. You hear shouts. One sounds like your uncle. Leaping up, you hear squealing tires. You run out into the boardwalk alone. The workmen are upset. That man you were with, one says. This man stopped and grabbed him. Grabbed him, you say. How? He had a gun. It happened very fast. Another workman says. Trying hard to stay calm, you say, what did he look like? He was Guyanese, the man says. Dark hair, dark suit. They went into a blue car, says a third. He makes a snaking motion with his hands like a car swerving away. They're gone. Shaken, you repeat the story to Wave and his grandfather. What's Guyanese mean? Half the people in Guyana from India, or their grandparents did, Winston says. They came years ago under the British for work. Something clicks. The guy in the airport, you say to Wave. He was the Indo-Guyanese, he says, and he had a dark suit. What else do you know? There must be something.
We hope you get stuck on Pickup Country. 104.9 WSKV.
Tune in every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. right here on Pickup Country 104.9. Online, live, or on demand at listenlikealocal.com with your mobile app from the Google Play or App Store or on Apple Podcasts.
For the Pick Me a Story series, where you'll embark on a journey through the pages of different stories read aloud by featured librarians from the Powell County Public Library. Don't miss this magical experience. Sci-fi and fantasy, westerns,
mysteries,
and more. Sit back after dinner with the entire family and enjoy hearing new books read aloud in the comfort of your own space. 6 p.m. Thursdays right here on your hometown station, WSKV.
Hey, this is Rachel Crow. The Kentucky Department of Health and Family Services say nursing homes and other long-term care providers are advised to restrict access to visitors and consult CDC guidelines for long-term care facilities. This message is brought to you by Pickup Country 104.9 WSKV.
We can call the police, Winston says, but they'll probably won't be much help, not unless you offer them money. Money? It hits you. You hardly have any. Just a $20 bill in your wallet. Then you remember something. The Princess Hotel, you say. The guy said he wanted to take us to the Princess Hotel. Is that a real place? Yes. Most famous hotel in Georgetown, Winston says. If the treasure hunters are spending a lot of money, they would be staying there. It could be their headquarters. How do I get there? Waverly could take you, the old man says. But I don't think you should go. These people are kidnappers. We know this much. Stay here. Do you have a phone? Sure. Sometimes patience is best, he advises. Wait. You see if it rings. Why show yourself? Just wait. You don't know what to do. But he might be right. If you decide to go to the Princess Hotel, text the number 82. If you decide to wait for a phone call, text the number 94. Just text your decision in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to go to the Princess Hotel. I have $20 American money, you say to Wave. Will that get us to the hotel? He whistles. Around here, that's a lot. Give it to me, okay? What? I will change it for you. Just wait. Trusting your new friend, you hand him the bill. 5 minutes later, he's back. He hands you a wad of strange bills. 4,000 Guyanese dollars, Wave says, counting. 4,000? That's what $20 US is worth. Come on. Back up the alleys to the street full of shops, you two hop on a minibus. It's as jammed as the last one. Just as it pulls away, your cell phone buzzes. It's me, your uncle says. I'm okay. I'm in the Princess Hotel. You won't believe this. They want me to host a reality TV show. What? I know it sounds crazy, he says. But I can explain, I think. Start with why they grabbed you with a gun, you say. Oh, that driver is just overreacted, your uncle says. They told him to bring me to them at this hotel. I guess you don't say no to this Treasurizer's guy. The driver was afraid he'd get fired or maybe worse, so made sure I came with him. It looked worse than it really was. Well, I don't like this, you say. What do they mean, a reality show? They'll call their show Treasure of the Pirate Mist, your uncle explains. I think that's why they created the rumor about this ghostly mist. It'll sound great on TV. They'll do the show about searching for a secret lost ship. But out on the water, suddenly a purple mist will cover everything. It'll be a huge plot twist. Doesn't sound like a reality show, you say. Have you watched those shows? None of them are about reality. They could be a big break for me. I've never been on TV, he says. They're even offering you a part, working on the salvage ship. Come to the hotel. Let's be on TV together. But these people pulled a gun on you, you point out. And they threatened to kill those fishermen. They are a little intense, he agrees. But I don't like us being apart, you and me. I'll be okay with Winston and Wave. He and I nose around the harbor a little. We can ask what else people have heard about the Treasurizers. They might get dangerous, your uncle says. Hey, you're with the people who've got the guns. All right, your uncle says. I'll leave it up to you. But I really thought you'd want to be on TV with me. If you decide to go join your uncle and the TV project, text the number 84. If you want to learn what you can do at the harbor, text the number 86. You are the one controlling our stories. With the power to text, your faithful choices choose which path our story takes. Text 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to learn what we can at the harbor. Winston has reservations about you two nosing around the harbor, but his grandson is as curious as you are. Reluctantly, Winston agrees to let you investigate. That's how you come to be inside a dim, backstreet cafe near the waterfront. You and Waverly drink ginger sodas as you try to draw more information out of the shrimp fisherman, who confessed the truth to Wave's grandfather. Today, there's terror in his eyes. There was a mist, really, he insists. And pirates! You don't argue. Instead, you ask, who were these people? Have you seen them around? He nods. Jonah Martin, he says to Wave. You know him? Sure, big man. Works at the wharf sometimes, Wave says. That's him. He's some kind of a guard for them. I don't know where, but he works at night, the man says. Please, I can't say no more. They threaten my family. Wave nods. We'll go, he says. We never saw you here. No one will know. Good boy, the fisherman says, just like your granddaddy. That's the only reason he talked to me, Wave tells you as you walk outside. Everyone around here has so much respect for Winston Crawford. So what should we do? I know where the guy Jonah hangs out, he says. He's got a room near here. If he works for those people at night, let's watch and see where he goes. As the evening deepens in the night by the waterfront, no one pays attention to two loitering young people. "Hey, it's no big deal," he says. "We just lemon." "What's lemon?" Hanging round. "People do it all the time round here," he says. To blend in, he insists that you buy a tropical Guyana shirt. The one he chose has the logo of a Florida baseball team. "Now you look local," he says. "How can this be local?" He shrugs. "People here like American things." "So you even know what sport they play?" you ask. "It's not cricket," he says. "Right?" "Cricket? No. If it's not cricket, then I don't care what it is. Cricket is the only game." Wave heads down an alley. You shrug and follow. You two are hanging around, keeping an eye on the front door of the building where Jonah Martin lives. A text message comes into your phone. It's from your uncle. "Where are you?" You text back. "We ID'd a Treasurizer security guard. We're watching to see where he goes." He texts back. "My gosh, be careful." Beefy Jonah Martin comes out wearing a black t-shirt and black jeans. He blends into the night. Wave whispers, "Just walk natural." "What if he sees us?" "No problem. We're just kids." You saunter some distance behind Jonah as he walks through streets and lanes until he comes out at another section of the waterfront. This area is modern-looking, with large warehouses inside security fences and a stack of huge metal shipping containers. Docked along the water, you can see the looming shapes of large freighters. Jonah stops at a smaller vessel, berthed along the cobblestone dockside. It's modern-looking, but it's not a freighter. Atop its squarish midship structure is a little forest of high-tech antennas. This must be the Treasurizer's salvage vessel, the one they'll use to search for the underwater treasure. That boat must have valuable equipment inside. You see why Treasurizers have hired a guard. Suddenly, there's a loud rattling, an all-piercing racket. Startled, frightened, you shrink against a tall security fence. "What's that?" Wave pokes his head out to look. He turns back, grinning. "It's just some drumming and dancing. Go ahead and take a look." Out there, about 50 feet across the cobblestones from Treasurizer's vessel, three young men wearing backwards ball caps have started playing drums. They're drumming, pounding, and clattering, with drumsticks and two snares and a deeper tom, making a storm of rhythms. Two other boys are dancing. They're incredible, too, deft, creative, and wild. You ask Wave, "Does this just happen?" He shrugs. "Sure, but this is a funny place for it. See, now Jonah don't like it." Looking stern, the security guard strides toward the five young men. He says to them in an accent, English, "Hey, man, you can be playing that stuff here." The young men stop, obediently. They sit down their drumsticks. They reach into the big pockets of their cargo shorts and pull out pistols. "So now we do this," one of the men says to Jonah. "Lie down on the ground." Wave's eyes are wide. He jerks his head towards the darkness, the wordless signal to run. But your cell phone buzzes, your uncle texting. "Where are you?" The young men with the guns step backwards. Caps are walking towards the Treasurizer ship. One is using duct tape to tie up Jonah Martin on the ground. You could text your uncle so he can warn Treasurizers, or you could just run for it. If you send a warning, text the number 91. If you run for safety, text the number 93. Just text your decision in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to send a warning. No one has seen you. The robbers were wearily approaching the boat, guns drawn. Very quietly, you text. Robbery at Treasurizer's boat, guys with guns. Your uncle texts back. You hostage? No, they don't see us. Get out of there. I will sound alarm. You turn on your phone, but the few seconds you've taken have been critical. Inside the Treasurizer's boat is a second guard, this one heavily armed. Seeing five men with pistols approaching, he radios for help. Then he takes aggressive, panicky action. At the moment you and Wave turn to run, the guard shoves open a window and lets loose a barrage of automatic weapon fire. Shooting wildly at the approaching men, he spots your retreating figure and assumes you're with the attackers. He unleashes another burst. Bullets careen up the passageway. Wave has dashed up ahead, but two of the bullets catch you in the back. 5 minutes after the guard drives the attackers off, sirens come howling toward the harbor. By the time they've reached the dock near the Treasurizer's salvage vessel, two people lie badly wounded on the cobblestones. The other one managed to escape, as has Waverly Crawford. Three people the police find are dead. One is younger than the others, wears a blood-stained t-shirt with the logo of a Florida baseball team. The end.
You're listening to WSKV, Pickup Country.
This message is brought to you by the Powell County Public Library. Free Wi-Fi is still offered at the Powell County Public Library, which is located at 725 Breckenridge Street here in Stanton. To access this Wi-Fi from the comfort of your vehicle, just select the network Public Library Wireless and use the free Wi-Fi password PCPLKY65. Free Wi-Fi is also provided at the stationary bookmobile, which is in the front parking lot of the Clay City First Church of God, located on Main Street in Clay City. To take advantage of the Bookmobile Wi-Fi, just sign in onto the network Bookmobile Wireless and use the same password from the main library, which is PCPLKY65. Flyers containing all this information are posted on the doors of the main library and on the Bookmobile for reference. And you can check out digital library books, audiobooks, and magazines with the free Libby or OverDrive apps in the Google Play or App Store. All you need is the barcode number on the back of your library card to have access to thousands of e-books and digital materials. The staff of the Powell County Public Library encourage you to stay healthy at home and practice social distancing methods to be part of hashtag Team Kentucky and hashtag Together Kentucky.
Hey y'all, this is Grayson Jenkins with a message from the Powell's Valley, Clay City, and Stanton Water and Sewer Offices. At this time, we must protect our core services. With this in mind, please do not flush Clorox, Lysol, or any other kind of wipe or paper towel into the city water system. Failure to comply with this request can result in undue burden, improper function, and in some cases, failure of the public sewer system. This message is brought to you by Pickup Country 104.9 WSKV.
In our next adventure, written by R.A. Montgomery, it is called Prisoner of the Ant People. You're sitting at home in your living sphere, a perfectly round, gravity-free structure. A hologram generator sits next to the entrance hatch, ready to be switched on. You can choose from 17,000 different environments, and for today, you have decided on a villa in the Greek town of Minos, in this 3rd century BC. You switch on the generator. Instantly, you are there, or at least it seems, as though you are. Your sphere is now a villa. You can hear voices in the street outside, and you can smell fresh thyme and wildflowers. But just as you are about to relax in the villa, the hologram generator clicks off. You are back to your dull, old, white-walled sphere. Drat! What's up now? You say. The concealed speaker hisses, and then you hear the announcement. Emergency! Emergency! All Zondo Quest Group 2 members, go immediately to the commander chamber. Repeat, immediately. You're out of your room and into the free wall communication tube in seconds. You have been a member of Zondo Quest Group 2 for 3 years now. Your amazing talent with computers led you to the attention of this special group of researchers. A collection of the finest minds from Earth, Mars, and Planet F-32. A planet on the outer rim of the galaxy. Planet F-32 has a real name, but no one can pronounce it. For 7 years, the Zondo Quest Group has been working around the clock in three shifts of three. The group's mission is to combat the evil Power Master, an entity nobody knows much about, but is trying to destroy individual planets one by one. The evil Power Master has unlocked some of the secrets of the universe and is able to cause the disintegration of matter. Everything crumbles as molecules break up and atoms fall apart, sometimes with devastating explosions. The Zondo Quest Group is in overdrive to find out how the evil Power Mastermind is doing this and stop him, or her, or it. It's rumored that other groups of concerned beings are also on the trail of the evil Power Master. You haven't run into them yet. You were selected by the researchers to be trained in the computer-organized laser miniaturized program, COLMP. They wanted a young person to try new approaches. That's just fine with you, but it's been tough, very tough. There's no time for fun, only work followed by more work. Then you asked your group leader about it. Renduxel responded in a squeaky mechanical voice. We must stop the evil Power Master now. If we do not, there will be no hope for any of us. All will disappear like smoke in the wind. We must get to the building blocks of the universe. Only then can we develop a plan to stop the evil Power Master from tearing them apart. We must succeed. It clanked several times. It squished its soft plastic hands together. You weren't sure whether or not to believe this mechanical creature from F-32, but at least you have been given an answer. Later, you checked with your second teammate, Flipto, a Martian who is relatively Earth-like. Flipto confirmed Rendoxel's story, but he also said that he wasn't really mind if entropy overcame the universe. Personally, I find it interesting to break up into minute pieces. You never know what would happen. With a slight bounce, you came to rest on artificial grass of research chamber. Rendoxel hovers in the center of the room, emitting its usual orange glow. This time, though, it's a brighter orange than usual, almost red. Its plastic flipper-like arms are quietly tucked away in its blue and green metallic shell. Flipto sits nearby in a foam jelly chair. He calmly folds a piece of used computer printout in the shape of this spaceship that proceeds to toss it in the air with a smile. You can tell that Rendoxel doesn't like such unprofessional behavior, but it ignores Flipto. "So, well, what's up?" you ask. Rendoxel swivels towards you and speaks. "All members of the Rinpoche team are missing. The Rinpoche team members Enterprise and Research Lab at the 000170 appointment phase, but have not come out. They are gone." You take a seat in another foam jelly chair and lean back. "Oh, you know, they're Minervans. This is one of their games. They'll be back." Rendoxel bleeps loudly at you. It's an unusual sign of annoyance. "Security search reveals no hidden Minervans in the research chamber. They are gone." You look at Flipto. He grins. "Good riddance. They were pests." "Stop or I will have you demoted, you heap of protoplasm, you low-leveled air breather," Rendoxel threatens between bleeps. You know this must be trouble. Rendoxel only says things that when it's really annoyed. Now the robot continues speaking in its scratchy mechanical voice. "The Baba Ram team is also missing. Same conditions. I need volunteers to search for them. I will lead. Are you two with me? We will miniaturize begin an atomic ray search process. If you agree to go with Rendoxel, text the number 6. If you suggest that you should keep watch and research chamber with your teammates, text the number 15. And if you and Flipto decide to form a separate search team, text the number 13. You are the one controlling our stories. With the power to text, your faithful choices choose which path our story takes. Text 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to form a separate search team with Flipto. Flipto and I work well together, Rendexel. Besides, it'll be much better if we two search teams. So, you go on your way and we'll go on ours. Rendexel shudders slightly, a sure sign of its displeasure, but it agrees. Go then. Go on. You will be out of my way. In the blink of an eye, Rendexel hits the miniaturizer button, and three of you are instantly reduced, clothes and all, to the size of a grain of rice. The research chamber now looks like an enormous cavern, glimmering with pale, whitish light. Rendexel rotates around on its axis to orient itself. Then it is gone in a clattering, whining huff. Flipto moves over to the remains of the Baba Ram's lunch. There are greasy wrappers from the tuna salad sandwiches the Babas consider an exotic delicacy from the planet Earth. Hey, look at this! Flipto points to a series of marks on the wrappers. They appear to have been made with a sharp instrument. Can you decode these marks? Asks Flipto. It looks like a message. If you think the marks are worth trying to decode, text the number 14. If you decide that the idea of decoding them is a waste of time, text the number 35. Just text your decision in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811.
Listening to WSKV, Pickup Country.
Tune in every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. right here on Pickup Country 104.9. Online, live, or on demand at listenlikealocal.com with your mobile app from the Google Play or App Store or on Apple Podcasts.
For the Pick Me a Story series, where you'll embark on a journey through the pages of different stories read aloud by featured librarians from the Powell County Public Library. Don't miss this magical experience. Sci-fi and fantasy, westerns,
mysteries,
and more. Sit back after dinner with the entire family and enjoy hearing new books read aloud in the comfort of your own space. 6 p.m. Thursdays right here on your hometown station, WSKV.
Hey, this is Hannah Wheeler. You can help stop the spread of germs by practicing social distancing, staying about 6 feet from others, especially those who are sick. This message is brought to you by Pickup Country 104.9 WSKV.
We have decided that the marks are worth trying to decode. I'll try to decode them, you say. You look very intently at the stray marks on the papers. It's not easy. The marks look like this. And it's a drawing of the squiggling markings. They might be marks from a fork, for all you know. Then you remember a Martian symbol game Flipto told you about. The most popular game on Mars. As popular as chess or checkers is on Earth. This looks strangely like the game, but oddly enough, Flipto doesn't recognize it. 7 minutes later, though, you have decoded the message with his aid. It reads, "We are in group of evil master, power master, help, Luzinaya." The evil power master again? I thought so. You puzzle over the note. Who could have written it? Who is Luzinaya? Then you see a body of a worker ant crumpled up underneath one of the sandwich wrappers. The ant is still alive, but barely. With his dying breath, the ant whispers, they went into the ants' kingdom of Zom to help Luzinia in her fight against the evil power master. I'm dying, but tell them I'll never forget. With a shiver, the ant dies. You turn to stare at Flipto. The ants, I never thought about them. Who would have? They seem so insignificant. I'll bet they're the ones who have been on the trail of the evil power master for hundreds of years. I'm game. How about it? Shall we search for the kingdom of Zom? Flipto reminds you that you are not armed. If you and Flipto decide to go back to full size and arm yourselves, text the number 103. If you hurry to find the kingdom of Zom, text the number 73. You are the one controlling our stories. With the power to text, your fateful choices choose which path our story takes. Text 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to hurry and find the Kingdom of Zom. We don't need to be armed, Flipto. We're a human and a Martian. Besides, it can't hurt us to look around. I say let's get to it. Where do we start? Flipto answers, I suggest an anthole. Where else? Very good, Flipto. Very good. You get a gold star for effort. A careful search of the surrounding area reveals a small crack in the far wall. No light shines inside, and you sense danger. But this must be the entrance. Okay. I'll lead the way, you say. Follow me, but be quiet, Flipto. Inside the crack, you see a series of tunnels leading off in several directions. The largest tunnel has a faint reddish glow. Another tunnel glows yellow, and a third glows with white light. Well, which one, Flipto? You choose, oh great Earthling. We Martians don't appreciate choice, you know. If you choose the channel with the reddish glow, text the number 107. If you choose the tunnel with the whitish glow, text the number 68. And if you choose the tunnel with the yellowish glow, text the number 70. Just text your decision in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. We have decided to choose the tunnel with the whitish light. I'd rather go follow the white light. The red glow is too scary. Let's go, Flipto. You're soon deep within the anthill. You see no other living creatures, but you come across chamber after chamber filled with the signs of what must have been a rich, flourishing civilization. You wonder if this was part of the kingdom of Zom. What happened here, you ask. This place is like a tomb. Flipto cautions you must be quiet. You don't know who's around. We must be careful. From far inside the anthill comes a booming, rumbling voice. Your friend Flipto is right. You must be careful. If you are to get out of the kingdom of Zom alive. You stop dead in your tracks. Who spoke? Where did that voice come from? What should you do? Let's get out of here while we can, Flipto gasps. We Martians have always been firm believers in survival. This is just too dangerous. If you try to retreat, text the number 85. If you reject Flipto's advice, text the number 23. You are the one controlling our stories. With the power to text, your faithful choices choose which path our story takes. Text 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811.
FM 104.9 WSKV.
This message is brought to you by the Powell County Public Library. Although closed until further notice, the library staff are hard at work still providing innovative community programs for all ages. Like the Powell County Public Library's official Facebook page, where you can stay up to date with all library-related news, programs, and events. All checkout dates have been extended through the end of April, and all checked out materials should be kept home for the time being. With the library being closed, there will be no curbside service, no printing services, and no bookmobile service at this time. But you can still check out their online catalog by going to their website at pcplky.org to see everything their digital collection has to offer. For any questions, just send a message to the official Powell County Public Library Facebook page, and one of the available librarians will get in touch with you as soon as possible. The staff of the Powell County Public Library encourage you to stay healthy at home and practice social distancing methods to be a part of hashtag Team Kentucky and hashtag Together KY.
Hey, this is Samuel Smith. With more and more closures, special store hours, and special shopping hours being announced, make sure before you go anywhere to call ahead, check their Facebook page or website to confirm their status of operation. This message is brought to you by Pickup Country 104.9 WSKV.
We have decided to try to retreat. Slowly and carefully, you and Flipdo creep back up the tunnel. Only the sounds of your feet in the tunnel can be heard.
Fools! You can't escape from me!
The rumbling voice surrounds you. You freeze in your tracks.
You are finished! Finished!
The voice grows louder and louder until the entire anthill shudders. From above, a giant hand reaches down and lifts away the top of the anthill. Attached to the hand are the muscular arm and body of a well-formed humanoid. Then you catch sight of the face. It is the hideously twisted face of the evil Power Master and ruler of the dark regions of the universe. The end. And with that, we'll continue with our next adventure called Escape by R.A. Montgomery. You are one of the leaders of a spy mission operating in the country of Dorado. You have just broken out of a maximum security prison run by the Dorado Secret Police. Your escape has only just begun. Now you and your group must take it home to safety in Tertalia, which is more than 1,000 miles over semi-desert land and vast mountains. The year is 2045. A combination of civil wars and foreign attacks has split the United States into 3 hostile political areas. Dorado, Rebellion, and Tertalia. Dorado is a repressive police state. It follows only the rule of force, not law, and has designs on the territory of its neighbors. The Doradan secret police are feared throughout the continent. The second region, Rebellion, occupies all territory east of the Mississippi. It is a haphazard collection of minor city-states. They are disorganized and offer no real help in the struggle with Dorado. Tertalia, which you are trying to reach, is made up of the mountain states of north of Arizona, as well as the northern plains states extended into Canada. The capital of Tertalia is in Denver. Tertalia is a democracy run by elected representatives and governed by a panel of 5. It is also your home. Your father is one of the panel of 5. He was supposed when you have volunteered to go on a spy mission into Dorado, but you went anyway. You were sure that you, and only you, could get the plans for the Doradan invasion of Tertalia, and you did get them. The Doradan secret police arrest you, but fortunately they never suspect that you had learned your invasion plans. Your escape from their prison was due to luck more than to good planning. Right now, you are hidden in a barn on a desert ranch. you're about 7 miles north of what used to be called Gallup, New Mexico. Three other people are with you. The most important, except for you, of course, is a 30-year-old woman who is the leader of the resistance in Dorado. Her name is Mimala. There's a large price on her head. She has to get out. With Mimala is Matt. He is his early 30s and is his responsibility to get her safely out of Dorado. The third person is a computer specialist named Haven, a silent, nervous man who peers out to the world through thick glasses. He is needed in Tertalia to help break Dorado computer codes. Your father, acting through the resistance organization Dorado, has arranged an escape flight for the four of you. This morning, you wait for the Windmaster twin-engine motor glider to swoop out of the clouds and pick you up. You've been waiting for several hours. The plane is now half an hour late. Matt wants to leave. "I think we should get out of here and head back to town. I don't want to get caught out here," he explains. You look at the clouds, then at the desert. "I don't know," you say finally. "We're in a pretty good spot right here. We can see anyone coming for quite a distance. I know Bill, the pilot. He's reliable. He'll get here. I think we can wait another half an hour." "They're closing in on us," Matt says tensely. "I can feel it." There is no sign of the secret police on the horizon, but you know they could appear at any moment. If you decide to follow Matt's suggestion, text the number 10. If you decide to wait another half an hour, text the number 15. Just text your decision in real time to 606-663-2811. That's 606-663-2811. The first text will control the next choice at 606-663-2811. You have decided to wait another half an hour for the plane. "It's too soon to give up. Let's wait for the plane, you tell the others. "Bill probably ran into bad weather. Anything can happen up there." Mimala nods. She looks calm and ready for anything. But Haven, who's sitting in a corner of the barn, looks ready to jump out of his skin. He keeps pulling folded computer readouts from his pocket, fumbling through them and then stuffing them back in his pocket. You sit down in a comfortable spot in the hay. The sun is shining through a window on your lap. It feels good. You watch Haven go through his ritual. There's something strange about him, you think. Haven looks up from his papers and flashes you a nervous grin, then goes back to his sorting. You close your eyes, lean back, and relax. The next thing you know, Matt is gently shaking you awake. "Time to go. The plane is coming in." You jump to your feet. It's a good thing you can wake up quickly. You and Matt join the others outside. The motor grinder has started its engines for the final approach. You admire the slim craft as it swoops down. The Windmaster is a perfect combination, designed in 2012 to be a full-performance glider and power plane. It uses almost no gas once it's airborne. You wouldn't mind having a Windmaster of your own. The plane is close to the ground, ready to land. You can see Bill at the controls and the Dorado military markings that have been added to the tail as camouflage. Then the plane bobbles, one wing almost catching the ground. Bill straightens it out and touches down. You wonder what that was. Crosswind, maybe? Bill taxis close, swings around to be in position for takeoff, and stops, engines idling. The four of you grab your stuff and run to the door. You clamber aboard and throw your gear off. You'll secure it later. You've got to take off quickly in case the plane has been spotted. "All set, Bill," you shout. There's no answer from the cockpit. You look at Matt questioningly. He shrugs his shoulders. You run into the cockpit. Bill is slumped over the wheel. He's not breathing. And with that, we will continue next time. Thank you so much for joining me tonight for Pick Your Own Adventure, and I hope you'll join me again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. right here live on Pickup Country 104.9 WSKV or online at listenlikealocal.com. If you missed us this time, remember you can listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com with your mobile app or from the Google Play or App Store or on Apple Podcast. I wonder what crazy situations we'll get ourselves into next time here on Pick Your Own Adventure. Remember, you are the one controlling our stories. With the power to text, your faithful choices choose which path our story takes. Be sure to tune in next time, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Until then, stay safe out there and be healthy at home, my fellow adventurers. This is Clarissa Arvin, Bookmobile Librarian at the Powell County Public Library, signing off.